This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Our special guests on Bent Notes are the members of a Melbourne-based improvising trio called Impermanence. The trio are about to launch their debut double album with two live stream events and one live show. Their music is described as the point where jazz meets art sound. Let's find out where that point is. It's my pleasure to bid a very warm Bent Notes welcome to Bianca Gannon, Josh Holt and Elliot Hughes. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, thank you.
Great to have you online, all three of you, the entire trio. Let's start with you, Bianca. Your bio is really an interesting read, I found. Originally from Ireland, you're living in Melbourne, and you're creating quite a large variety of music. And I did read that you're referred to as an explorer by AustralianJazz.net, and they did that because of your willingness to defy genre and push boundaries. What is it about your work that results in you being described here as an explorer, and why do you push boundaries?
As an individual, both in my personal life, I guess, as well as my music, I do love to explore, as many of us do. I love to travel. I have a wide enough variety of interests, particularly cultural ones, from food to new places and various musics and various art forms. And I think a lot of that does inform the work that I make. So I guess that's why AustralianJazz.net mentioned that. And I guess quite in a more perhaps obvious way would be because I perform with gamelan instruments from Indonesia.
Well, that's a perfect opportunity to ask the question, what are gamelan instruments? It's not something that we hear every day in the press.
Sure. It's essentially a collection of pitched percussion instruments such as metallophones or sort of xylophones, along with gongs and drums and occasionally other instruments too. So they make sort of pitched percussion orchestras, gamelans, all across Indonesia in many different forms. But typically I play them sometimes in large ensembles. But when I'm using it for my own original work, it's typically me playing gamelan at the same time as playing piano.
Both together?
That's right. So I might have, for example, my right hand playing my two metallophones, gangsa, they're called, and my left hand might be playing piano, and then I might have my foot on a kick drum pedal playing the gongs.
Oh, wow. That's a challenge in itself.
It is a little bit, but I do enjoy having the combinations. I mean, I think they sound beautiful, but I like having lots of options, and I guess that comes with being an explorer, you know, always wanting to add more and the new sound and the new experience.
A little bit of pushing the boundaries, I suppose.
I suppose so.
When did you realise that you liked exploring and pushing boundaries?
I think it was always a somewhat natural thing. Growing up, I didn't get that much of a chance to travel that much until I was an adult and at uni in Europe, where Ryanair had just come out with a lot of cheap Ryanair flights. So that was a great time to be in Europe pre-pandemic. But yeah, I mean, you know, I always enjoyed reading fiction and thinking up, you know, new worlds and whatnot.
Josh, you are described as a musician, composer, producer, a creative, and you're now working with Bianca in the Impermanence Trio. How did you become acquainted and then realise that you had a similar musical interest?
Well, me and Bianca have been together for a number of years. Originally, the band started, actually, Bianca and Elliot were doing some duos. I can't remember what concert series it was a part of, but
Lebowski's.
Yeah. And yeah, then they decided to get me along to join, and it kind of worked with the three of us really well when we were rehearsing it and trying out ideas. So we decided to go ahead and make a band.
Did the music change, Bianca, between when it was a duo and then bringing Josh in to create the trio?
It did. It definitely added another layer to it. It did work as a duo. Me and Elliot already have quite a lot going on. Elliot will tell you about what he does. But I feel like that having the bass really anchored it and also brought some really beautiful textures and timbres with bows and pits and some extended techniques. And it seems to work well, the mix of the three of us.
And Josh, before you joined Bianca and Elliot in the group, had you experienced this type of music yourself?
I'd never played with any gamelan musicians or anything. I've done a lot of free improv before and jazz improvisation and dabbled in classical and contemporary classical music. We did find it did work quite well with the three styles that we have fitted really well together when we first started rehearsing.
Elliot, composer and trumpet player, starting to learn trumpet from age 11, you had a passion or have a passion for creating innovative new music across a range of styles, and you've even created a new instrument, or a variation of an instrument anyway. What was your introduction to music, and what drew you then to the Impermanence project recently?
Originally, like learning to play the trumpet, we had a choice in primary school. You could play the trumpet or the trombone. It was 50-50, and I went with trumpet. And I guess learning trumpet, you kind of, like, the interesting music for me was always jazz, sort of starting out, going through high school and early university. The more I was involved in music, the more I enjoyed writing it. And when you're a jazz musician, you tend to get an opportunity to write for your friends a lot. Yep. So I really valued that. Sort of once I'd done a fair bit of jazz education work and stuff, I ended up looking into some more classical kind of realms. That brought me to Melbourne. A few years later was when I met Bianca, the Australian Orchestra's development program, and we played together there and really enjoyed kind of what each other was bringing and the variety of sounds we could make together. I guess that was kind of the starting point for this trio.
You've created an instrument, or at least a variation to an instrument, to your trumpet. What have you done? Tell us about it.
It's called the augmented trumpet, and what I've designed is a sensor that sits atop of the trumpet valves. That measures just whether the valve is up or down, basically. But what I can do is take that information into my audio software and use that data to kind of synchronize and change how the electronics respond with what I'm playing on the trumpet. The idea being that anything that I kind of play, which you can hear acoustically, kind of runs in, and then the rate of what I'm playing or the choices that I'm making on the instrument affect the sound of the electronics. So it's really trying to just tie the two together in a really effective way.
So instead of using a keyboard to control the synthesizer, you're using the valves of the trumpet.
Yeah, so it's kind of instead of looping a sound and having it fixed, I can loop a sound from the trumpet, but then I can change how it's played back by what I'm playing in real time. Or if I've got a delay running on the sound, I can change the length of the delay or the density of the delay just by what I'm playing there. So I can kind of make choices with what I'm playing, as that'll affect how the electronics react. And it also means the electronics are never static. So I find a lot of the sounds that I make are always sort of slowly changing or subtly different, sort of every minute to minute, rather than having one sound that just sort of stays static the whole time. The kind of textures I like to create are quite dense and thick, because as a trumpet player, you're always limited to one note at a time usually. But with the electronics, you can start to play chords, or you can kind of layer phrases on top of each other. So it really kind of expands what you can do with the instrument.
What an amazing way to do things. I think it's time to hear some more music from the Impermanence Trio. What would you like to hear, Bianca, from the debut album, which is a 2-CD album, 15 tracks, I think?
14 across the two.
14 tracks across the two, a whole lot of amazing music. What will we have a listen to now, and what should we be listening for?
I guess we could listen to Old Fashioned, which is another track from the second CD, which is called Without, so Without Electronics, acoustic. And then in this track, you'll hear trumpet, double bass, piano, gamelan, and yeah, it's an improvisation, which we later named Old Fashioned, which refers to the cocktail and maybe a sort of nostalgia of, you know, looking back to maybe music that's not quite as experimental as a lot of the rest of the album. A certain vibe of film noir meets improv trio with gamelan.
Well, let's have a listen to that. Our guests are pianist and gamelan player Bianca Gannon, bass player Josh Holt, and trumpeter Albert Hughes from the Impermanence Trio. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9, where our guests are pianist and gamelan player Bianca Gannon, bass player Josh Holt, and trumpeter Elliot Hughes from the Impermanence Trio. Bianca, the group is called Impermanence. What's the significance of the word impermanence?
Well, I think it's quite... As one might expect, the music that we make is always changing. We're always improvising. Everything we do is new. Yeah, and personally, I find a little bit of comfort in, I guess, maybe the Buddhist concept of impermanence, of anicca, just knowing that everything is always changing and nothing is ever meant to stay stagnant. And sometimes that's daunting, but you know, that's how things are meant to be. So yeah, just a sort of a little bit of a celebration of that concept, perhaps.
And before we had listened to Old Fashioned, you mentioned briefly the title of the debut album, With Without, one CD with and one CD without. Well, just explain the concept there. Why wasn't everything mixed around?
When we listened back to everything we had recorded at the studio, and we decided which tracks we wanted to keep, just found that it told a nice story. We thought all the electronics fit well together, and with some electric bass guitar as well. And then likewise, all of the acoustic tracks sort of worked together, told a story together. And we thought it sounded like a nice album title.
It's a beautiful album title, and it means something. I've had a listen to a number of the tracks, and I've enjoyed them. It's not necessarily my go-to music style, but I've been surprised at how engaging they are.
Thanks.
Do you share composing for the trio between the three of you?
Yeah, we do share all the composing, but this album is actually being completely improvised in the studio. So when we rehearse, we have a number of improvising games that we play with each other about improvising freely, but in a rondo form, or only taking responding to certain people at certain times. And then so when we got into the studio, we did a whole bunch of different free improvisations based on our style and some of these games that we play, and then narrowed it down to the tracks that we liked from that day.
I love that description of games for improvising. What a great idea. Where did you come up with that?
It's kind of a way to practice improvising, because it's really hard to kind of work on stuff when you're playing other people's compositions. It's written down and you can figure out, okay, we need to go over the A section, or maybe we can make changes to this part, or let's put in, you know, a crescendo here or a diminuendo there. But when you're improvising, it's really hard to get to the specifics of what you're trying to work on. And so instead of just sort of turning up and playing with each other, which there's great benefit of, sort of just playing with each other, but by playing these games you try and broaden what you're doing, because it makes you think in a different way. For example, what Josh said before about improvising over a rondo form kind of means, as you're playing, you still have to remember what you did before and remember what other people did before, and really engage with what they're doing and listen a little more closely to try and make sure that we're all following the same form, or we know where we are in this improvisation as we've kind of predetermined. just really forces you to get out of your comfort zone a little bit with each of these little games.
Bianca, that's definitely an extension of the exploration that you enjoy doing, having to remember where you've been so you can get back again.
That's very true, yeah.
In this strange time in the world, you've made some decisions about how you're going to launch the dual album. Tell us about how you came to those decisions and what you're going to do, in fact.
We're launching our album With That on Sunday the 28th of June.
Which is tonight.
That's right. And first, we're going to live stream the launch, which will be essentially a listening party. So that's on our Facebook page and on our YouTube page. And so we're going to listen to the album together. And Elliot and Josh have actually put together some awesome visuals for each track to give it a little bit more interest. And we'll be there listening with the audience. So we encourage people to let us know what they think or to ask any questions. We'll also be doing an AMA, so people have sent us some questions which we'll be answering, sort of interspersed in the songs or before and afterwards. And we also prepared from some special performances so you can actually see us playing the instruments and see how it all looks together.
Oh, fantastic.
And so that's night one is on Sunday at 8 p.m. till about 9:15. And then on Monday, we're doing the second disc from the album. Same thing, 8 p.m. to 9:15. And on the 4th of August at Jazz Lab, we will perform live. We'll be supported by Adam King, who plays drums augmented with Balinese percussion. And he'll be on at 8.
Wonderful. I reckon that live launch is going to be a magnificent show to be present at. And just to get into the music, to sit there and enjoy it. From what I've listened to so far, being there live is just going to be so exciting.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're excited to be playing together again and to be back in front of an audience. It feels like a surreal dream at this current time.
I can understand that. It sounds like you've got some very interesting nights tonight, which we better get off here so you can get to the show now. Tomorrow night online, that's through your Facebook page. What's your Facebook page called?
I believe it's Impermanent. Possibly Impermanence Music.
Okay. We'll go and find that. And then on Tuesday, August the 4th, Tuesday week at the Jazz Lab, more information from your trio website. You've got a website called impermanencemusic.com. And for the physical launch, you can check out jazzlab.club for more details and, of course, for those all-important tickets, which are in short supply at the moment. I think they're only seating about 20 people in that largish room at the moment. Getting quick and enjoy the show. Bianca, Josh and Elliot, I'd like to say a very big thank you for being guests on Bent Notes tonight. Appreciate the time you've given and I look forward to hearing much more of Impermanence.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.